A production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
South Dakota House of Representatives will now come to order. Leading us in our prayer today is Pastor Dodi Notemir from the Pier 4 Pier Ministerial Association. Leading us in our pledge, our page is Brittany Butler from Chamberlain and Jessica Hall from Oneida.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, we begin this last day of session asking your continued blessings upon these representatives. May they be blessed with a spirit of strength, courage, and openness, a spirit of gentleness in the midst of differing thoughts and opinions. And may your powerful presence run like a thread through the heart of each. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. Before we call the roll, we're going to, since we have numerous members absent, we are going to go through it one at a time, so it's not the daily yelling match we usually have. Karen will say your name, and then you will respond aye, and if you're not here, you probably won't. Clerk will please call the roll.
Speaker Rave.
Here.
Wismer. Wink. Bershiel. Here. Vanneman. Vanderlinde. Van Gerpen, here. Turbeville, here. Tiedemann, here. Thompson, here. Street, Steele, Sorensen, yep. Solem, here. Solberg, here. Sly, here. Shrimp, Schleckaway. Russell. Here. Rounds. Here. Romkema. Roush. Here. He's here. Romkema's here. Thank you. Putnam. Here. Pitts. Peters. Here. Ryan Olson. Here. Betty Olson. Here. Nygaard. Norstrup. Here. Noam. Here. Mosher. McLaughlin.
Here.
Lust. Lucas. Here. Lederman. Here. Lang. Here. Krebs. Here. Kopp. Here. Kirschman. Here. Kirkaby. Here. Killer. Junkie. Here. Jensen. Ironcloud. Hunt. Hunhoff. Hoffman.
Hi.
Hamill. Hamill.
Here.
Okay, Greenfield. Gosh.
Here.
Gibson. Frerichs.
Here.
Feinstein. Feikert. Fargen. Feikert was here. Fargen is here. Fain.
Here.
Ingalls.
Here.
Elliott. Dreyer. Dennert. Diedrich, Cutler, she's here, Kurd, Cronin, Carson, Berg, Bruner, Boomgarten, Bolin, Lake. Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
I understand Representative Rounds had to rush home because of the weather. Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the 39th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Timothy A. Rave, Chair.
All those in favor of approving the journal will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Communications.
Mr. Speaker and members of the House of Representatives, I have the honor to inform you that on March 13, 2009, I approved House Bills 1038, 1060, 1072, 1163, and 1280. On March 18th, I approved House Bills 1037, 1215, 1237, and 1300. On March 19th, I approved House Bills 1036, 1071, 1074, 1112, 1140, 1183, 1211, 1240, 1253, 1254, and 1263. And on March 20th, I approved House Bills 1079, 1086, 1153, and 1239. And the same have been deposited in the Office of the Secretary of State. Respectfully submitted, M. Michael Rounds, Governor.
Motions and resolutions.
Representative Fain moves that a committee of three on the part of the House be appointed to meet with the Light Committee on the part of the Senate to await upon His Excellency the Governor to inform him that the legislature has completed its labors and is ready to adjourn sine die and to ascertain if he has any further communications to make to the legislature.
All those in favor of the Fain motion will signify by saying aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Speaker appoints such committee representatives Rave Fain and Bernie Hunhoff.
Representative Fain moves that a committee of three on the part of the House be appointed to meet with the Light Committee on the part of the Senate pertaining to fixing the time of adjournment, sine die, for the 84th legislative session.
All those in favor of the Fain motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Speaker appoints such committee, Representatives Rave Fain and Bernie Hunhoff. Announcements. Any announcements, ladies and gentlemen? Representative Fain, would you mind giving a brief weather report for all the members, and then I'll explain why I'm having you do that? You weren't planning on talking, were you?
Thank you. No, I wasn't. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Then you can explain to everyone why, to me, why you wanted to do that, too. We do have the latest update. I just got this handed to me about a half hour ago. The governor's office had been in contact with the National Weather Service, and basically the word that was given to me is that if you're planning on going east, go as soon as you can. Southeast, you should have a better chance. Northeast, I talked to my wife in Watertown a little after 8 this morning, and it was snowing there already. So if you're heading northeast, hurry. Southeast, you should be okay. If you're going west, the Highway Patrol and the Governor's Office would highly suggest that you not go west. I-90 from Wall to the border west is closed. Many other roads will be soon. All the state offices in basically the western half of the state have been closed. It's already hit quite hard out there. So if you're going west, I'd advise you to listen to Representative Rounds' pitch for the Peer Chamber of Commerce and maybe spend another day in the fine city. And if you're going northeast, don't dawdle. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Leader, and why I'm doing that. In a few minutes, I have a couple of announcements myself. And when we're done with that and when there are no further announcements, we'll be at ease having to wait for the Senate to come in so we can adjourn sine die. At that point, if you live in one of those areas that is in the target zone where you might be touch and go to get home, I will certainly recommend that you get on the road now. Otherwise, we'll be out here by 11:30, I'm sure. So, further announcements. Representative Tiedemann.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Joint Appropriations Committee will meet 10 minutes after we're done with the House and Senate adjourning. We'll go over letters of intent, and we'll do a very quick version of those. And we'll probably do more by email and also look at possible dates for our June and summer tour. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Further announcements. The Speaker has a few announcements. First, I fell down on my job. I was supposed to ask the pastor to pray for our National Guard members. We have 381 National Guard members deployed right now in North Dakota fighting the river back in Fargo. So keep those folks in your thoughts and prayers over the next week. Before I let you go, I want everyone to help me recognize a group of folks that make this place run, and that are these young ladies down in front of me and our sergeant at arms in the back. They've done an outstanding job this year. They keep me on task. They keep you on task. And I just want you to help me recognize and thank them for their very diligent and hard work. Absolutely outstanding. Thank you all. And I also want to recognize all of you, but especially Representative Two-Thirds Chuck Turbeville. I received a very warm letter from the Children's Home Society after I returned. I had sent off a donation of $305 on behalf of some of you from committees, from the floor, and a couple of lobbyists that had donated after they had had their phones go off in committee. I did speak to the Lieutenant Governor, who, as many of you or most of you know, is the Executive Director of Children's Home Society. They are buying a Mercedes with that money. They are actually naming it after Representative Turbeville. And if we thought it was only fair, since Representative Turbeville had donated two-thirds of the money. So thank you all for that. I know the children appreciate it, and I think that's a much better use of our money than putting donuts in ourselves. So, Representative Tiedemann.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I would just like to say that your role model was excellent. The Appropriations Committee, along with Representative Dennert's suggestion, we identified the American Diabetes Association as the recipient, and I think it's a little over $200 that we collected within that committee this past year. And so just want to thank all those who contributed. I know there was a number of lobbyists that stepped forward, and we appreciate their phones going off. So thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Thank all of you for your contributions. I believe that's all I have on my list, ladies and gentlemen. At this point, we will be at ease for probably 15 or 20 minutes. So if you live in one of those target zones, please feel free to dispatch yourselves home. Travel safe, and thank you for a wonderful year. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry. We do have a couple of committee reports we're going to have to adopt. Stand by just for 1 second. Don't anybody leave. The House will come back to order. Representative Boomgarden, would you herd the cats in, please, from the back? We still need to round up a few more members. Okay. Karen, we're losing one and gaining three. The math is not going to work out. 33. 34. Greenfield, 35. 36, here we go. No, we lost a couple though. Being no objection, the House will revert to order business number 7, messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has appointed Senators Knutson, Dempster, and Heidekrum as a committee of 3 on the part of the Senate to meet with the like committee on the part of the House pertaining to fixing the time of adjournment, sine die, for the 84th legislative session. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has appointed its Senators Knutson, Dempster, and Heidekrum as a committee of 3 on the part of the Senate to meet with the like committee on the part of the House to wait upon His Excellency the Governor to inform them that the legislature has completed its labors, is ready to adjourn, sine die, and to ascertain if he has any further communications to make to the legislature. Respectfully, Trudy, no, we have 2 more. Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to fixing the time of adjournment, sine die, for the 84th legislative session. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee for the purpose of waiting upon His Excellency the Governor to inform him that the legislature has completed its labors, is ready to adjourn, sine die, and to ascertain if he has any further communications to make to the legislature. Respectfully, Trudy Evanstead, Secretary.
Consideration of committee reports.
Mr. Speaker, your Joint Select Committee appointed to wait upon His Excellency the Governor to inform him that the legislature has completed its labors and is ready to adjourn, sine die, has reported. Respectfully, Tim Rave and Bob Fain, Bernie Henhoff, House Committee, Dave Knutson, Tom Dempster, and Scott Heidekrum, Senate Committee. Representative Fain moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to informing the Governor that the legislature has completed its labors and is ready to ascertain if he has any further communications to make to the legislature be adopted.
All those in favor of the Fain motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Mr. Speaker, your Joint Select Committee appointed to consider the matter of adjournment, sine die, of the 84th legislative session respectfully reports that the Senate and House of Representatives adjourned, sine die, on March 30th, 2009. Respectfully submitted, Tim Ray, Bob Fain, Bernie Henhoff, House Committee, Dave Knutson, Tom Dempster, and Scott Heidekrum, Senate Committee. Representative Fain moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to fixing the time of adjournment, sine die, be adopted.
All those in favor of the Fain motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. We're back to announcements. Any further announcements, ladies and gentlemen? Seeing none, stand by just for a second. All right, ladies and gentlemen, hearing no further announcements, we'll do a closing prayer, and then we will adjourn, sine die.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, as this 84th legislative session comes to a close, we thank you for the many gifts and talents each representative has and shares. Let them continue the good works, the sharing, the cooperation for the mutual benefit of the citizens of South Dakota. We ask your blessings and safe travel as the representatives, senators, and all who engaged in this session return to their families, jobs, and to their respective communities. We ask your continued guidance and protection for the National Guard troops, the folks living in flooding areas, and for those who willingly give to help their neighbors. Grant us all, Lord, the courage that we might live always by compassion and the strength to do your will. Amen.
Representative Fain moves that the House do now adjourn, sine die.
Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We are adjourned. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.